All right, so we'll start with your questions. And like I said, I have one that I'll bring up, but as soon as the person connects in, then we'll go from there. So what questions do we have?
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
So in Luke 10:29, I was wondering, is this man, I heard someone saying this, is this man trying to justify himself, and is he asking Jesus, why do I need you to justify me?
Let's read it. Luke 10:29 is what you say, right?
Yeah, I think you probably have to start before then.
Okay, let me get there first. 10. Oops. All right. Oh, wrong one. Sorry. So it says then, all right. Where do we want to start? At this time, sweet joy, spirit, I praise you, Father. I guess he's praying in that. So we'll start in 23. It says, then he turned to his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see and did not see it. Many want to see what you see, but did not see, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly. Jesus replied, do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man going downstream, and he answers the rest of them. So what was your question again?
Got the mic off, should have had it off before. I was asking, because I heard someone say that the man is saying he wants to justify himself, and he's asking Jesus, why do I need you to justify me?
Ah, I can't say I know where they get that from. So he was questioning Jesus, why do I need you to justify?
Right.
Interesting. But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked, from what I get out of that, that's the first time I heard that. But what I think he's saying, because when it says to love your neighbor as you love yourself, he wants to make sure, so who is my neighbor so that I'm loving them the right way? That's what it sounds like. Now, if they're saying there's something else behind it, I don't know of any scripture that would push that. That's the first time I heard that. Let me look into that. I'll see if I heard anything else on it.
So when he's saying he wanted to justify his actions, what part is he trying to justify? That he doesn't love his neighbor or?
No. If you look at 27, when he asked him, you know, about what he has to do in the law, he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. So he got that. He understands God and how to love him. He says, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So he was like, I want to make sure, who is my neighbor?
Okay.
You see where I'm going with that? So he's saying, So I'm loving him correctly, you know. And that's a good question. Like I said, the Bible to us, the neighbor is everybody. Our brother is Christian brothers and sisters when it refers to brother. Not even your blood brother and sister. It's talking about your Christian brother and sister. It'll refer to your family as that, as your blood brother and sister. But your neighbor is everybody else.
Okay. So I got another question. I'm not sure how I'm going to ask it. But this person I know, I've been known for since I've been in Connecticut. And they were in Worldwide Church of God.
Okay.
Talk about me.
hold on, y'all. You talk to your kids. Talk to your kids, okay? All right, go ahead.
So he has that foundation, okay? Uh-huh. Worldwide Church. And he has gone to different churches, but and he has gone back to the new one. You know, the new one is named Grace, something we talked about before. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking to them and they said that they had a Bible study with this guy, this friend of his is a Jehovah's Witness, and he had a Bible study with him. And I'm like, well, why would you have a Bible study with a Jehovah's Witness? I said, you know, they don't believe the same things that we've been taught to believe. They have their own Bible, whatever. And he'd be like, well, you know, different religions have, you know, different views or whatever. And he said, I'm just, you know, just studying with them. I said, you know what, you grown, do what you want to do. So are you supposed to say anything, you know, about Jehovah's Witnesses, what they believe or anything, or just let it go at that? Because sure. I wasn't quite sure, you know, because I've read about them, but I don't always remember. I know right. about the blood. Jesus was, a prophet or a teacher or something.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So first of all, I think the thing we want to be careful with is when we're, first of all, the young man, if he's still dabbling or working with the Worldwide Church of God, they come from cultic backgrounds, unfortunately, just like a lot of, and it's funny because a lot of the cultic backgrounds come from Seventh-day Adventists, and then they kind of sprouted out of that. Not saying Seventh-day Adventists is, even though they still have some things that are very shaky. But the founders all came from that, and they've gathered other information and they magnified on some things more than others, and it was twisted. And so did Jehovah's Witness. The founder of Jehovah's Witness came from Seventh-day Adventist, believe it or not. So all of these groups came out here, and this a lot of the confusion comes from, because a lot of their teachings, especially now, comes to light, and they're trying to fix things. And a big thing that a lot of these groups are doing, especially Jehovah's Witnesses, are trying to mingle more with Christians, if that makes sense. So to a person who is a Christian, you want to bring to their attention to test everything in the Bible. And that's why I even say, because I want to be careful, because I know it's easy for us to beat up the Jehovah's Witnesses, which we should, and not beat them up, and Mormons and the ones that we know about. But there's a lot of small groups and things like that that are, the way we know it and our protection is in knowing the word. And it's our protection that we need to stay protected in. If not, we will be misled. So I would just say, anybody who's doing things like that, when they're learning from other things, reading books, make sure it's in line 100% with the Bible, and stress that word 100%, because other of these groups use scripture in pieces, but not soundly. The Order of My Steps, we're going over, God willing, will be something that kind of touches upon that. So I sometimes when we go too deep into what they don't believe and stuff like that, you're right, we don't know all of that. And sometimes that can go away. The biggest thing, like a Jehovah's Witnesses, is their view of Jesus. They first of all think Jesus was an angel, a created being that God's happened to call son. And so it's kind of warped when they distort the deity of Jesus. So there's a problem with that, but there's some other things in there that they do. But we can get caught up in that argument. We just want the person to be able to question everything. Say, go to any Bible study with any group, but make sure you totally know it's in the Bible. And if they say, well, I don't know that, then say, I'd be very careful when you start, you know, listening or talking to other groups. But that is our protection, and they got to be very careful with it, because we're surrounded by it. I hate to say it, especially now with videos and stuff like that. When I was younger, we could at least say, stay away from them, and you were pretty much safe of not getting exposed. But now with videos and you know, YouTube, TikTok, and all this other stuff that's out there, people are exposed to things that it's going to hit them, that instead of us protecting them in avoidance, we protect them in the word. So tell them, question everything. I encourage all of you to be skeptics until you check it. Be Bereans. Check everything that you hear. So that's what I would always put out there. Make sure it's sound. Don't just try to listen to some doctrine or some sayings and go, hey, that sounds good, because you'll just be misled and confused.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Other questions? Is that zero?